Why the hell ain't you at work? Smitty said by way of greeting. That was Smitty. I just resigned, I said. I knew he wouldn't be pleased.
Tell me it is because you got a better opportunity and not that you went and told that woman off, Smitty said.
He knew me better than I knew me. I didn't say anything. I knew better than to bullshit Smitty. Smitty shook his head in disgust.
You got a plan?
It just happened this morning, I hesitated. I'll be fine. Smitty just looked at me. I waited for a moment and then tried to change the subject. What are you doing here so early? He took a deep breath and slowly let it out.
My brother died. He has an autistic son down in South Carolina. I gotta go take care of him.
I felt something in my stomach. It was something I hadn't felt when I walked out of my job. I hadn't felt it when I heard the news about AJ either. But somehow I could tell, I don't know how I could tell, that Smitty wasn't coming back.
When you leaving? After I grab my things, he said, and nodded toward his small office.
When you coming back? He shook his head. He looked down at the tile floor. He looked up at his office.
I talked to Al. I told him I wanted you to be in charge.
What, like until you come back? I can do that. Smitty shook his head and walked over to his office.
Keep everything in here. My old gloves. I wore them for 20 years when I trained. And the old school headgear. Do me a favor. Don't throw them out.
Smitty just looked at them on the shelf. I felt sick to my stomach.